If you're listening to this on the audio feed, you might have noticed that this episode is a week delayed, but you can get early access to our episodes by becoming a paying member. If your belief is indefensible, your ignominious last resort is to accuse your critics of phobia. I've long criticized all religions as irrational and all faiths as dangerous. Most of my attacks have been against Christianity because I know it best. In spite of this, I've never been accused of Christophobia. But I am regularly berated for Islamophobia, and I even had a radio broadcast in California about a totally unrelated subject cancelled because of my reputation for Islamophobia. Cancelled, mark you, not by Muslims, but by American so-called liberals. Phobia is defined as irrational fear, as in arachnophobia, agoraphobia, etc. If Salman Rushdie fears Islam, it would not be an irrational fear. It would be eminently rational. At the whim of a nasty, bigoted old man in Iran, in character strongly resembling the Abrahamic God, Rushdie has lived much of his life with a massive bounty on his head. He's recently suffered a religiously motivated stabbing, which has left him blind in one eye. Rational fear is not phobia. In fact, Sir Salman has shown exemplary courage. The British system of awarding knighthoods, though often criticized, was vindicated with a vengeance when he was honored by the late Queen. The Rushdie fatwa tempts journalists to ask interviewees whether they get death threats. Interviewers, possessing a modicum of intelligence, can work out for themselves why it is an irresponsible question which should obviously not be put. Unfortunately, not all interviewers are intelligent. I'm not used to doing commercials, but this one means a lot to me. I'd like to invite you to join me at this year's PSYCHON event, the annual conference of the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, founded by Paul Kurtz, Martin Gardner, James Randi, Isaac Asimov, Carl Sagan, and others. It's October the 26th to 29th. Why do conferences happen in Las Vegas? You know the reason. Hotels are relatively cheap. Their entire ground floor is a huge casino. Their room charge could probably be zero and they'd still make a profit. I first met the amazing Randi at a predecessor of our conference in Las Vegas. He gestured to our surroundings, the opulent marble, the kitsch decoration, the fountains, the round-the-clock flashing bright lights. All this, he said, is paid for by human gullibility. Recently, the American Society of Physicists held their big annual conference in Las Vegas. The local paper carried the headline, "Physicists in town, profits hit record low." If PSYCHON were larger, we could probably outdo the physicists. Human gullibility with a negative sign is what we're all about. PSYCHON is a conference dedicated to promoting reason, science, and critical thinking. It brings together scientists, skeptics, and investigators from all over the world. This year is no different. I'll be giving the keynote lecture on Thursday, October the 26th. My subject will be Science, the Poetry of Reality, and its Enemies from Right and Left. The next day, I'm delighted to be presenting the 2023 Richard Dawkins Award to Bill Nye, who's been a wonderful ambassador for reason and science for the past 30 years. We'll then have an onstage conversation. This year's PSYCHON lineup also features Penn and Teller, Paul Offit, Naomi Oreskes, Seema Yasmin, Mick West, Natalia Pasternak, and many, many more. You can be part of this very special weekend as well. To learn more and register for PSYCHON, visit csiconference.org/pod today. That's csiconference.org/pod. I am not Islamophobic. I'm certainly not Muslimophobic. Indeed, I regard Muslims as Islam's main victims, badly in need of defense against their own religion. If we temporarily redefine phobic, not as irrational fear, but as rational detestation, then I am phobic about the following: throwing gay people off tall buildings or crushing them under a collapsed wall or publicly caning them. Note the laughing glee of the audience, including children, in the video that I've accompanied to this. Whipping women for the crime of being raped or the crime of being seen in public with a man to whom they are not married. Stoning women accused of adultery to death. Female genital mutilation. Compelling women to cover their hair and faces, leaving only a slit for the eyes. Compelling girls to stay indoors while boys roam free. Schools in which boys are taught nothing except memorizing the Quran, and girls even less. Condemning novelists to death for the crime of doing what novelists do, writing a novel. Killing cartoonists for the crime of doing what cartoonists do, drawing a cartoon. Death penalty for apostasy. a religion so bereft of positive arguments that it needs to resort to death threats to keep its members is ignominiously pathetic. Even Christianity no longer stoops so humiliatingly low. Honor killing. You can probably continue the list yourself. If all or even any of that list could be laid at the door of any religion, then a profound dislike of that religion could be defended. It certainly is not the case that most individual Muslims would endorse the list, although it has to be admitted that more than a quarter of British Muslims wanted Salman Rushdie to be killed, and nearly two-thirds thought the satanic verses should be burned. It's often pointed out that Christianity used to be just as bad, and it still is just as irrational. But the worst excesses of Christianity now thankfully lie in the past. If only the same could be said of Islam. What is especially galling is those Western liberals who think Islam is a race and are so terrified of being thought racist that they refrain from criticizing the above horrors, even those perpetrated against women and gays. Islamophobia is a deeply silly and pernicious abuse of language, and is not the only fashionable word ending in phobia that condemns itself as a last resort substitute for rational discussion. In all such cases, I recommend the Hitchens riposte. I'm still waiting to hear your argument. If you enjoyed this episode, you can show some support by leaving a review.